ready for our Green City ride, young lady.
I'm really excited. A Green City ride on a pedicab.
Let's get onto the road with our pedicab. Of course, you know that London is one of the great metropolitan cities of the world. But how green is its transport in terms of carbon emissions? Why don't we start with the increasing number of pedicabs in London?
So what are the benefits of riding a pedicab, Paul?
There are two benefits. The first is you get some exercise and you're going to be a little bit healthier than those chaps. Two, you don't actually add pollutants to the environment and you're actually providing a service that is very, very welcome. And a lot of people who take a ride have exactly the same faces as you have now, big smiles.
Another green vehicle that all Chinese should be familiar with is, of course, the bicycle.
London's getting much more cycle-friendly, so I think that that's really, really excellent. But in another way, I think that taxi drivers and buses are actually, they're not very nice to cyclists at all.
Well, I certainly see more electric cars. That's right, so let's ask Maggie why she has chosen one.
So, and environmentally, it's nice to feel that you're doing something towards the environment. You know, it's nice to feel that you're not upping the emissions.
The bravest thing that's happened in London is the congestion charge. The mayor of London took what was described as a universally unpopular decision to impose an unconditional charge for driving into the centre of London. It's been absolutely fantastic. It's improved air quality. It's reduced traffic. And much to everyone's surprise, even without meaning to do it, it's reduced carbon emissions from central London as well. And that was one single brave act. No equipment, no technology required, just courage.